You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
This week on the Roman Podcast,
we talk about a bullseye that no one wants to hit, monitoring the Gojira situation, and how a stiff drink can make you a winner.
All that and more on episode 130 of the Roman Podcast.
Welcome to the Roman Podcast. I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And I'm Rob Gast.
Mr. Roman Cast.
That's me. Not too much. It's Sunday. Sunday evening. Rare Sunday evening.
Sunday.
Yes. And quick fantasy football update. My team's shitting the bed again.
Oh, are they?
Yes.
I don't even look at your team, man, because my team is, you know what?
I was slated to lose.
And then somehow during the day, they're like, oh, you could win. And then, but right now it's like, I'm technically slated to win, but I'm not going to.
Well, yeah, that's just it. You can almost feel a loss coming.
Well, you can kind of guess when you have receivers, quarterback, like when you have receivers and kickers and you're like, oh, I got a safety guy. Maybe I give it. No, my opponent still has a quarterback left. And I don't care if they think that Russell, what's his name there?
Wilson.
Russell Wilson is only going to deliver 12 or 13 points. He could have a regular Russell Wilson game, and he can deliver like 20 or 30.
So. Yeah. Well, yeah. That's, I need Odell Beckham Jr. to catch like 6 TDs tonight, and I'll be all right.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's
it. It was pretty crazy today, though. So.
Yeah. Well, actually, you know what? Next week, I'll be heading up to our hometown, and I will be seeing the current champion and retrieving our cup from him because, as you know, once the season starts, we try to find a time when we can, because we have members all over Ontario, and we try to get the cup back to me. I am the commissioner, so.
Well, you try to get the cup back.
Well, I paid for the thing, so, yeah. Because basically, we have this huge, it's a 13-inch in diameter cup, and it's been around. Now we have like 15 different years on it, and it's really cool. And the thing is, if you're the current champ, and then your season, the following season, tells take it a crap, well, you might be enticed to crap in said cup.
I know what you're saying. And
yes.
You're worried that if something bad happens, we've seen it in our league where people get upset and they do stuff to their team. You're worried they'll do stuff to the cup.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a huge worry.
Now, other
but,
people in the league, not myself, because I really don't care, because you know I happily handed my trophy over to you after 6 months, because really it was just taking a broom.
Yeah.
I didn't have a lot of room, so I'm like, sure, take it back. But I know there's been voice to me, and I won't say who said it, that they're like, oh, sure, we get the cup for 6 months, and then Rob gets it the other 6 months. Like, he's the default champion. I'm like, no.
And believe me, if
he's sure. I'm like, said a lot. It was all in jest.
Yes, of course. And believe me, if I am not the current champion, I don't touch the fucking thing. I don't want anything to do with the thing. It's not like it'd be like, oh, look, I just bought a Stanley Cup. I'm not going to parade around the house with it. Well, yeah, you can. It's fun, but it's not yours. Like,
yeah, I'm at the age where nobody gives me trophies anymore, and I can't really earn too many of them. And I have the money to go buy my own, but
yes,
I don't.
Exactly. Because you know how I feel about guys walking around with a championship belt thrown over their shoulder for no fucking reason.
Buy yourself a trophy. See how much Rob respects you.
Yes, exactly. So a trophy that you have not currently won. Believe me, when I take the cup back, it is just being as like our fantasy head office, taking it back.
Yeah, just a precautionary measure.
Putting it aside. And I'm the one that updates it when the team, whoever wins it, and I'm the one that gets it to the person. So there you go.
Yeah,
anyway.
And we've had people in our league get so upset.
Yes.
That not only they tank their team, but they actually tank the league stats.
Yes.
Like, who's the worst of this? Who's the worst of that? When you look at to try to figure out what players you should put in there, but Buddy over there has tanked his team on purpose.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, he's the worst at everything, and he's the worst. So you can't even look at the Yahoo stats that they supply you because Buddy tanked his team, and now the stats don't count anymore.
Yeah, exactly. So, but anyway, it's all – and believe me, we our league now, we have like 8 solid members. I know it's an 8-team league, and people frown upon that. But, you know, we're having a good time.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
We're having a good time. So other than that, so speaking of teams, I reffed a football game today up in Orangeville. It was extremely hot.
Yeah, no kidding. It was like watching the Buffalo Bills game today, and I'm watching who was playing Buffalo today? It wasn't Brady. It was
– No. I don't remember.
It was the Chargers were playing. So I was watching my guy –
Rivers,
yeah. Your I'm guy. So, I just finished working, man. My brain is out of it.
Yeah, no problem.
I just finished watching Rivers. He's just sweating buckets. I'm like, you're in Buffalo.
Yeah,
but it was so hot.
What was so hot? Actually, one of their Buffalo. I don't know because it was so hot, but one of the corners retired at halftime.
Are you serious?
Yes. Look it up. I don't have the name in front of me because literally this is just happening as we speak. But yeah, one of the corners.
I know McCoy got injured, but I don't.
No. A cornerback. Went in at halftime and didn't come out because he retired.
He's like, I'm done.
He's just, peace out, I'm out. So anyway, so I had a football game to ref up in Orangeville. The kids were great. It was a peewee game. But the coaches, again, had to have talkings to about, you know, not being on the field. It was just, you know, like, why not?
Yeah.
Anyway, other than that, weird coincidence, just on our last week's show, mm-hmm. You brought a story about dolphin rape from France.
Yes,
and we discussed dolphin. Actually, I made our teaser clip on last Saturday, so if you check it out last week, you'll see a teaser clip about said dolphin rape. Irony of all ironies, I was listening to the Crazy Train podcast, and that's the one with our UK correspondent Rob Wade,
right?
And they're part of the Emotional 14 endorsed podcast. Not relating to the headline, but completely off the cuff, they talked about dolphin rape. And they weren't, it's not like our two shows were both talking about the same headline. We just happened to both talk about dolphin rape.
Yeah,
in this,
look,
in the
it was
same
happening
week.
In Paris, and that is right near where Rob is.
Yeah, but they weren't discussing about, oh, did you hear about this dolphin raping people? And that's what we did. But they were just, it came up in casual conversation in their podcast without referencing. I'm like, and I text, I hear it. I'm listening to it at work, and I hear it in my earbud, and I message Rob Wade. I'm like, what are the odds of that? Like, that, and we both had no idea because our shows were both recorded in the can and ready to go and for release before. It's not like we compared notes and said, hey, we should both collaborate on dolphin rape this week.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, nary a better sentence has ever been said. Then we should collaborate on dolphin rape.
Yes. But for some reason, and it's just like, and it's a podcast we know, you know, I'm sure a lot of podcasts, like-minded podcasts, have similar stories. Because crazy, there are a lot of crazy headline podcasts like ours, so you can see that happening. But no, that wasn't the case. It was just completely random, casual dolphin rape talk. And I'm like, did you see our teaser clip this week? Like... Anyway,
again, that was casual dolphin rape talk.
Yes, exactly.
Not the more aggressive one
no.
that you're used to.
No, we're not going to be mean about it.
Far more casual.
Yes. It's funny because actually, for I think the first time ever, Mrs. Cast is in the room with me. And she's doing some work on her laptop, so she's hearing half this conversation about me going yammering on about dolphin rape. And now she's nodding and looking at me. So it's like, yeah, that's my husband.
Yeah, she marries you. She knows.
Yeah, talking to the world about dolphin rape. There he is. Oh, look at him go. Oh, look at him. All right. So other than that, anything with you this week? Anything going on?
I've been sticking to my routine and all that, doing the things I got to do. But I've also been shopping around for a new vehicle, and that's mm-hmm. kind of tied up a lot of my time. So I think I know where I'm going and what I'm going to pick up.
Right.
And now it's just a matter of implementing it. And, you know, you can go online and take these little surveys where you fill out some information and it tells you what you can pay for insurance.
Right.
With different companies.
Okay.
Man, I'm getting robbed.
Oh, you're getting hooped, eh?
Oh, just blow out my fucking O-ring. Like, just Thank you. We're going to take your wallet from inside your asshole.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I hear you. I hear actually, myself and Mrs. Cass, we went out and we were shopping for a new mattress, right? And we're getting a new bed. And we're like, you know what? We're going to get a king size. Because God damn it, that sounds like something we should do. And so we go shopping for a king size and we go to the mattress store. I'm not going to say which one. And so there I am. Okay, let's buy this mattress. Okay, well, here's the price. I'm like, holy shit, mattresses are a lot of money now. But okay, you mean, hey, 8%, you know, I mean, what did they say? A third of your life is spent on this thing? Right on. Yeah, let's go ahead. You mean, I'm in my mid 40s. I need a good night's sleep. So, okay, would you like a box spring? Yeah, that'd be cool. Okay, well, that's it. Would you just have to match or then that? Okay, there's another tack on. Then we get to the front, and okay, I'm ready to pay for it. Okay, would you like the slip cover? I'm like, well, no. Well, if you have the slip cover, then it's guaranteed. But if you don't buy the slip cover from us, we can't guarantee it. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, well, how come this just doesn't have it sewn on then? Like, I don't. Anyway, okay, sure. Throw it. And every add-on is not cheap, right? It's no, we're talking no. hundreds of dollars. And you're like, so do you need a frame? I'm like, well, yeah, I need a frame, like, because we're upsizing our bed. Yes, absolutely. Oh, okay. Well, we can get you these frames here for this. I'm like, holy, like, it just, and it, this is the same thing you see at, like, you know, when you get an oil change or all these, it's these type of service places. It's like, yeah, the sticker is basically not the sticker price anymore. It is the bare minimum. It's like, oh, well, you mean, like, we're going to rent a hotel room. Oh, would you like there to be air in that hotel room? Yeah, I'd appreciate a little oxygen. Oh, okay. And running water? Okay, yeah, that's going to be a little extra. It's the add-ons are fucking killing me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. I've been to the furniture stores more than once, mm-hmm. getting chairs. I bought two beds at once, one for myself, one for my brother. It was a 50% off thing, so right. I basically paid for one and got one free. Right. So, but we went there and it was like, okay, well, do you want the slip cover? Do you want this? You want the box spring? Yeah. Do you want a frame? No. Okay, fine. We got our own fucking frames. Fuck off. You know, and then they're like, would you like some like these perfectly ergonomic pillows?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Those are nice, I guess, you know, comfortable. She's, oh, they don't overheat and this and that. And I'm like, okay, great. How much are these? $150 each. They're fucking pillows. Yeah. No. Yeah. I'll go to Costco, you fucking psycho.
Yeah, I know. But anyway, exactly. And you know what? And I'm sure in your vehicle shopping, you're going to run into all sorts of...
Well, I found out that there is something that I had no idea existed. And those in Canada, actually, you know what? In the U.S. as well. And actually, I think Australia and a few other places. I just discovered that there's something called a damn car broker.
Car broker?
Yeah, so you don't have an insurance broker who will shop around for insurance.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, and then you have a house broker or you have a stock
real
broker.
Estate. Yeah.
You know, you have all these different brokers. There are actual car brokers in Canada, which are nonprofit companies that you sign up for a year membership.
Right.
You tell them what you want.
Right.
And because they're car brokers and they buy vehicles at wholesale prices.
Of course, yeah.
They can get you the vehicle you want for thousands of dollars cheaper than you can even negotiate it at the dealership.
Okay.
And there's a $74 fee for their website.
Right.
Right. And if anything ever happens in the vehicle you buy, they'll pay up to like $1 million for like a lawyer.
Okay.
They also will do like an appraisal and all that.
Right, right.
But the company itself is nonprofit and it's put out there by the government.
Okay.
So you have a government employee, well, not a government employee, but a company.
Right.
That will go out there, do all the shopping for you, get you the best price you can find in the entire province.
Right.
Hand you a sheet with the quote and the financing and everything. Here's the best thing you'll ever get anywhere. Walk into that dealership and they'll give you the car at this price. They won't even, they'll say, oh, thank you. Here's your car.
Okay.
Or you can go to a different dealership and go, I got this. Can you beat this with this other vehicle?
Right.
And if they say yes, boom, you get yourself another vehicle.
Yeah.
And instead of running around like a moron like I've been doing.
Okay.
They'll do all the work for you.
Excellent. So do they sponsor our show?
They should.
They should now. So we're not going to mention their name, but if you do want to be smart, if you... No, that's awesome. You know what? And that's great to find these extra things.
There's two of them in I believe in Canada.
Oh, okay. Okay,
right on. Two companies that do that, and they're not that hard to find. Believe me, just look up car broker, and I was just like blown away. I'm like, I don't even have to go in there. And the weird thing about trying to negotiate and try to get the best price, I'm like, oh, we're gonna charge you for like an, you know, like oil under skin. Where the fuck did you try to shirt? No, well, all that shit's gone.
Okay, well, we're just okay. I'm the exact same way. Like, we bought a new minivan. I think we talked about it before. Oh, it's really cool. We got a nice, great minivan. Actually, we use it today. I carpooled up from here to Orangeville today, and I had three other referees in the van. It was great. It was like having a little mini luxury bus. Anyway.
Little zebra van.
Yes. So he's zebra van. So when we bought the van, I'm like, we test drove it. That's the one we wanted. That's the one we're looking for. I said, okay, we'll take the van. You know what I mean? I'll cut you a check for the van. Just please, please, please don't sell me anything else. I don't want the oil package. I don't want the package. I don't want anything. Okay. Well, you know, sir, if you, and I was like, don't. So the salesman was great. He's like, okay, I understand. Well, you know, if you really just, no. I tried a couple times. Okay, got through it, nothing. Then I went to the financing guy. And he's like, so how are you paying for this? I'm like, well, I'm going to go get you a cashier's check from the bank. Oh, well, you know what I would do if I were you? I would finance it with us. And I would take that money you have and go buy gold. And I was like, excuse me? He goes, yeah, that's what I do. Well, no, because then you're winning because you're getting my interest. And my interest isn't going to even come close. The interest I'm paying you isn't come close to, unless there's a gold boom overnight over the next 5 years. It's just, it's amazing. Like, there were
the rates are so different.
Yes.
From dealership. 7.99%, 6.99%. Yeah. 5.9%,
but that's what I mean. Like,
0.79%, and then 0%. But you got to add $5,000 to the price, and it's only for 72 months.
Yeah.
So now all of a sudden, you're
exactly. So basically, he just desperately wants me to finance this vehicle, and I don't want to. And he's telling me, well, just yeah, you can finance it, and then go buy gold. Like, what? Like, yeah, I have no problem, and I would love to invest in precious metals, but not at the expense of paying, like you said, 7%. And anyway, we're yammering on this.
All that stuff gets taken care of for you.
Yes.
And they give you your, and so they have authorized dealerships. So you don't have to, when you show up, you have your sheet.
Yeah.
And you go, hey, and you lift at it, and in their face, you go, I have this.
Okay.
And they go, oh, thank you, sir. Your vehicle's over there. We'll get it prepped and ready for you, and it'll be ready in 2 days or a day.
Nice.
Or
so are you going to go for this?
Yes, I am. I'm what I've been doing now is just narrowing down the vehicles I want and what I can afford.
Yep.
So I get some cash I can put down, and I will finance the rest.
Awesome.
But it's trying to figure out my payments after you put down your deposit and
yes.
Financing. If they can give me a great financing rate, I could afford a much better vehicle.
Yep.
You know, but if it's like 6-7%, then no.
Yeah.
I can't afford the vehicle.
Yeah, of course
I want.
Not. No.
So I got one that's about like, you know, in one range, and the next one's about $10,000 more.
Well, that's just it.
I'll do two vehicles for you a year.
And so, yeah, and you're buying something that is immediately depreciating, like, drastically in the first year.
Well, that's the other thing is that I can get one that's a new vehicle for it's a 2018. Or you can even get a 2019 with, like, less, almost no frills.
Right.
A 2018's with lots of frills.
Right.
Or I can get a 2017 with used with about 25,000 kilometers on it, but fully loaded, beautiful.
Yeah,
I
mean, exactly.
You can imagine and the decision is, and do I go newer, or do I go used and use the finance deal that they got me and use that as leverage to go, you can beat this for that used vehicle that's actually a $70,000 vehicle, but you got it on sale for $45,000. You can beat this price that they gave me. I'll buy your used one instead of going to the dealership and picking this one up.
There you go.
You know, either way. I'll use this leverage.
Yeah, so there you go. So either if we're happy with these products or whatever, we'll gladly tell you. So
yeah.
We're actually both of us are trying out something new as far as our
homosexuality. No, what?
Yeah, I said new.
Oh, so, new.
so yeah, both of us are trying something new as far blue. as fitness. So
oh, yes.
So we're trying different stuff, and we're gonna elaborate on that. It's just to see, we don't like talking about, oh, we tried this thing. We don't want to hype anything up too much in the first few weeks or months. You mean like we like to really?
Rob
take...
is working out to the school of Ben Johnson.
I'm not. That's a blatant lie.
And then I'm working out at the anti-gravity place.
Yes.
The one that you can go like kind of imitate skydiving.
Yes.
But really, I never actually leave the ground. It just shoots my fat in the air.
Yeah, just.
Is that a meat curtain? Oh, it's actually Roman. Okay. Oh,
there you go. You know what? We are knee deep into this episode. We're like way over halfway done our episode.
Okay.
So we should jump into some headlines real quick now that we got our used car talk over with. So do you have any headlines for us?
It's going to be a damn pretty vehicle when I get it. All right. Actually, I haven't had a chance to read that one, but I'm going to read this one. This one I was going to read to you last week, but we had so many kind of similar things, I decided to leave it.
Right.
Okay. Man's penis stung by stingray while swimming in the sea.
No.
And creature is still attached when help arrives.
Oh, no. So yeah. Basically the same thing that got the crocodile hunter or whatever.
Yeah, Steve Irwin. It has a barb at the end of the tail that has like a tube, and it shoots into your heart. And so instead of shooting through your heart, it shot through his dick.
Wow. So just pierced it.
Pierced it, and it's got barbs, so you need to have like pliers and shit in to really cut it and remove it out.
Yeah, because you can't pull it out the way it came in, because it's like an arrow. That's why an arrow has a head shaped with barbs on it at the end, so you have to basically push it through all the way through and pull it through rather than pull it out, because it just rip everything out as it comes out.
And they said it was a kind of a freak accident. There's a video of him laying on the beach, and then you see like the ambulance shows up and basically help him, but of course onlookers are like, you know, break up the camera phone, and they're like recording his junk being fucking ripped apart and getting this stuff taken out of him. And but he was able to stand after. Well, yeah, of course he was able to stand after. It doesn't affect your legs, but it's fucking he was in pain though. He went to the hospital, of course, for a checkup. Witnesses claim that the stingray died on the beach. I would have fucking ate it. I would have said, you want to fucking stab me in that cock? That's it.
Cock stabber.
Anyways, the video of him getting his fucking junk stabbed went up, it was online, and it got about 5 million views.
Oh, no. Just morbid curiosity, and I have no desire to see such stabbeth of junk.
No, in the fact that it's like it all depends on who you are and how you're built, I guess.
Like, yeah, I guess if you're proud or if it was like, hey.
You know, if it's somebody we have to salute in the shower, then there's a lot more to aim to than.
Yeah, your odds of getting stabbed in the cock are go up, actually, with the bigger size you have. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, so
guys like you and I, like, fuck, good shot, fish.
Yeah, just like, what are you, a fucking sharpshooter?
Yeah,
what are you, bullseye of the stingray world? What the fuck?
Jesus.
You could have stabbed me in the femoral artery, you would have had more of a shot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's way thicker and longer, too.
That's right.
Oh no. So is he doing anything with this newfound fame?
I'm guessing
no.
Probably not having sex.
Yeah, not for a while anyway.
You know, because the one thing about, you know, especially when you get damaged in that area, once it heals, it forms scar tissue. And then you tend to get like a bend.
Yeah, but the ladies like that. You don't know that?
Left wall. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. There's some things that aren't a myth.
That's right. Yeah. Okay, next story.
Okay.
Since we're on good, animals.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
A massive menacing lizard terrorizes South Florida family.
Oh, okay. Is this an alligator thing again?
No, it is not. Terry and Davey, that might sound like a title of a B-movie, but is a real-life nightmare for a family of four in South Florida who are being harassed by what looks like to be a prehistoric reptile on amphetamines. Dude, he's big, real big, the guy says. The massive creature that has been slinking around the house, he says he's every bit of 6 feet and every part of 100 to 150 pounds. Wow. He's a monster. So what it is actually it's a monitor lizard.
Okay.
It looks like a fucking dragon.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Right. So if you're high as shit and this thing rolls around, you're like, dude, yeah. I see dragons, but it's 150 pounds, 6 foot. Like, geez, it's a high schooler.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty much. Yeah. Like it's actually taller than I am and well, a little lighter than I am, but still I'm sure we could get into the same weight class if we had to. Yeah,
exactly. So he's saying his wife went out there for a walk and he heard a loud scream. I ran over and looked out of the shade, through the door. Lo and behold, Godzilla's smaller cousin was right there. And it was alarming. It was terrifying to the kids. And he says it isn't related to the actual lizard. It isn't related to Godzilla. But sure, they weren't leaving their minds. I guess they used the video of the giant.
So they're saying with confidence, it's not related to Godzilla. The oh, you mean the fictional lizard character from
check his passport
from the Japanese movies? Oh no, it's Gojira.
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 Yeah.
Hey, mini Gojira.
Yeah, Gojira. I trapped it in my garage. What did you trap in your garage? Gojira.
Gojira. Teenage Gojira.
Look, you're gonna have to slow down. I don't know what the fuck you're saying, yeah. Sir. Gojira.
No, no, sir. Gojira.
First of all, you're white, so that's racist.
Yes, exactly. So that's cultural appropriation. We're going to have to ask you to stop.
Gojira. Very American, sir.
Yes.
No, a little more American, sir. Gojira. A little more American. Godzilla. That's the one.
That's the one. There you go. yeah, okay. Well, okay. So this thing is just roaming around? Like.
Yeah, it was just kind of going around and kind of like running at them and stuff. So he decided he wanted to try to trap it in its garage because he has 2 kids, 2 and 4.
So he wanted to surround the house, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, but these aren't native to Florida. They're native to South Asia.
Right.
Right.
So how did it get to Florida?
Well, what do you expect? Some moron decided he wanted a pet.
Exotic pet, yeah, and let it free.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just kind of like the last article I read, and it said that there's a lot more venomous spiders that are showing up in Canada.
Yeah,
because people are importing stuff from all over, and they're not really careful. So yeah. It's like,
but isn't there a problem with like snakes, like you know, and pythons and stuff like that? People think it's cool to own, and then they just like, oh, these
Florida, yeah, like there's huge boa constrictor problems in the in the Everglades, right?
Yeah.
Plus, we get black widow spiders, so that's perfect.
Yeah, of course, we need that.
Yeah, hopefully the winter will take care of them, but it doesn't look like it has.
Well, I hope teenage Gojira. His affairs well in this gentleman's garage.
Yeah. So I think they called, there's a waterway not too far, and I think it made its way out there.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine you go outside and you're like, honey, what's it like outside? Lizardy.
Lizardy.
Very lizardy. Like,
very.
It's not even a word.
Hey, we're in Florida. You have to be a little more specific, please. Oh, casually.
Gojira! And he runs in the house and jumps on the couch. Gojira! Yeah.
And he's running through. His kids are playing in a living room, and they're playing with like Lego City, and they have buildings, and he's running through.
Yeah, he's like,
Gojira! It's like, what? Dad, high again?
Yeah, the kids have their dioramas for school, and he's stepping all over them.
Mom, Dad's huffing whippets again.
That's right.
Oh boy. All right. So okay, well, good luck to the Godzilla family and
yeah, that's I hope you survive.
Yes. Do you have another headline for us?
Yeah, man. Here, I got this last one.
Okay.
LA football coach canned after players spike water with sex enhancement drug.
Oh no. So when they was sex like was it Viagra there?
Well, it probably wasn't Spanish Fly.
No.
A high school football coach in Los Angeles has been canned for not telling parents that 2 students allegedly spiked the water at a team's practice with a male enhancement drug.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man, that is not cool.
Like, teenagers, like, do you need to? Like, it's like, is it a little unnecessary?
These are football pants, coach, because they're a little silky, and oh, there it is.
There it is, yes. Because, like, it'd be like it would there be like, any difference?
Yeah, it's like if something, you're trying to compare it to something else rubbing against you as a teenager. It's like anything.
Anything, yeah.
If freeze, a tight parking spot, it sets you off as a kid, man.
Well, as a kid, as a teen, testosterone-fueled high school football player.
I remember adults saying, like, oh, when you're a teenager, you just can't control your fucking hormones. And I remember thinking that, fuck you, I can control my hormones just fine.
Ooh.
Now that I'm older, I'm like, no, man, I used to get boners like all the time.
Yes.
For no reason. And people would be like, hey, let's go do this. I'm like, nah, you know, I'm just going to sit here.
Yeah, I'm going to sit around. Yeah.
Oh, I'm fucking got a boner again and I can't get up.
Yeah. And then some guys are just proud. Just like, yeah, sure. Nothing. Like, just give no fucks.
No, here it is. Fucks. And then there's other guys who they fear the stingray.
They do. or they should. Okay. So obviously some Viagra type drug was put in the drinking water.
Yeah, exactly. So it says that the he was suspended because they didn't tell the parents that this had happened, right?
Oh.
On July 12th, an incident where 2 students put drugs in the junior varsity team's water.
Mm-hmm.
The Los Angeles Times reports an investigation by the Los Angeles Uniform District school district discovered that the coach didn't bother to notify school officials or parents that the players had ingested contaminated water until 2 weeks later.
Oh, yeah. That's
no parents'
good.
Complaints were received at the school. The police were not involved. No testing of the alleged contaminated water took place. Mm-hmm. And there were no students' illnesses reported. No, it's not going to be an illness.
And witnesses of the football practice just
so hard.
Witness of the football practice. Man, these boys really like football. Yeah. Imagine commentating that game. Boy, howdy.
Boy, these are fans of football, let me tell you.
They are ready to play.
Everybody's excited to be here, especially the players.
Boy,
dude,
howdy.
Don't tackle me. It's going to get weird.
It's going to get weird.
It turns into like a two-hand touch game.
Yeah, fumble, and they're all piling on. Huh.
They're all putting their shirts and they're hanging out of their pants so they can. They've changed the game to flag football, so they don't even have to touch each other.
Yes,
they touch me in the border, man. This is weird.
And boy, are they ready! They are fired up.
Here comes Big Duke Johnson. Well, it looks like we're gonna have to rename him.
Yes. Big Johnson Duke. Oh, wow. Well, you know what? Amazingly enough, we ate up most of our show with our preamble used car talk, but we've been able to sneak in just over the 30-minute mark, as we always do. So we're going to leave it there on a giggle, and we're just going to take care of a quick bit of housekeeping. If you want to find the show on Twitter, you can find it at Roman Podcast. If you want to find myself, I am at Robert MMCast on Twitter and Cast1973 on Instagram. And if you want to find Roman, he is Roman Citizens on absolutely everything. That is Twitter, that is Grindr, that is Tinder, that is Snapchat, that is Instagram.
Some of those are not accurate.
Some of those aren't accurate, but you know, I mean, you'll figure it out. If you've heard this show and you know how much he loves football, especially high school football. So,
officer.
Yes, and of course, do not forget about our website at romanpodcast.com or .ca. You can see the networks we're on. You can see the EMC Podcast Network. You can see the Tangent Bound Network is on there. And also, do not forget, we are endorsed by Emotionally 14, our good friend Rob Wade, our UK correspondent, who also talks about dolphin rape on his shows. He endorses our show, so I guess like minds think alike, obviously. And of course, do not forget about our Tasty Nude campaign. If you have any tasty nudes you'd like to send Roman, send them to romanpodcast@gmail.com. but if you have any tasteful nudes, I am a happily married man, but I will still happily peruse a tasteful nude. Same address, romanpodcast@gmail.com. and of course, do not forget about our review reach around. If you'd like to give Roman or Rob a review reach around, go to Apple Podcasts and give us a star rating and review.
That's right. That's a 5-star Dunkin' bucket of happy juice water reach around.
So if after the game, if they win, do they dunk the Viagra water on the coach?
You kind of hope not, because I could probably kill him.
It would. So,
honey, we're leaving now to celebrate. No, I'm talking to my friend. No,
no.
Not.
Bring her to. So, on that note, until next week, I'm Rob Gast.
And I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And we'll see you next time. Later.
What would you do with the powers of creation? Would you speak of triumph? Would you talk of joy? Or would yours be a chorus of rage? The Tangent Bound Network is seeking those with the powers of voice to join an international network of podcasters. Visit tangentboundnetwork.com and let your voice be heard.